Okay, guys, today we'll be reading Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Okay, let's start in chapter 1. Chapter 1, The Boy Who Lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 of Pivot Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much. They were the last people you would expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious. Because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Mr. Dursley was the director of a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a big, beefy man with hardly any neck, although he did have a very large mustache. Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde and had nearly twice the usual amount of neck, which came in very useful as she spent so much of her time craning over garden fences, spying on the neighbors, the Dursleys. The Dursleys had a small son named called Dudley. And in their opinion, there was no final boy anywhere. The Dursley says everything they wanted, but they also had a secret, and the greatest fear was that somebody would discover it. Page 2. They didn't think they could bear it if anyone found out about the Potters, Mrs. Potter and Mrs. Dursley's sister, but they hadn't met for several years. In fact, Mrs. Dudley pretended she didn't have a sister, because his sister and a good-for-nothing husband were as un-Dursley-ish as it was possible to be. The Dursley shuddered to think that the neighbors would say if the Potters arrived in the street. The Dursleys knew that the Potters had a small son, too, but they had never seen him. The boy was another good reason for keeping the Potters away. They didn't want Dudley mixing with a child like that. When Mr. and Mrs. Dudley woke up on the dull gray Tuesday, our story starts. There was nothing about the cloudy sky outside to suggest that strange and mysterious things would soon be happening all over the country. Mr. Dursley hummed as he picked out his most boring time for work, and Mrs. Dursley gossiped away happily as she wrestled a screaming Dudley into his high chair. None of them noticed a large, tawny owl flutter past the window. At 8:30, Mr. Dursley picked up his briefcase, pecked Ms. Dursley on the cheek, and tried to kiss Dudley goodbye, but missed, because Dudley was now having a tantrum and throwing a stereo at the walls. "Little tyke," Mr. Dursley, as he left the house. He'd gone into his car and backed out of number 4's drive. It was on the corner of the street that he noticed the first sign of something cool. A cat reading a map. For a second, Mr. Dudley didn't realize what he had seen. Then he jerked his head around and looked again. It was a tabby cat standing on the corner of Pivot Drive. But there wasn't a map in sight. What could he be thinking of? It must have been a trick of the light. Mr. Dudley blinked and stared at the cat and stared back. As Mr. Dudley drove around the corner up the road, he watched the cat in the mirror. It was now reading the sign that said Pivot Drive. No, looking at signs, cats couldn't read maps or signs. Mr. Dudley gave himself a little shake and put the cat out of his mind. He drove to town. He thought of nothing except a large order of drills he was hoping to get that day. But on the edge of town, drills were driven out of his mind by something else. As he sat in the usual morning traffic jam, he couldn't help noticing that there seemed to be a lot of strangely dressed people around, people in cloaks. Mr. Dursley couldn't bear people who dressed in funny clothes. The get-ups you saw on young people